Psalms chapter 133, a song of degrees of David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there Yahweh commanded the blessing, even life for evermore. Psalms chapter 134, a song of degrees. Behold, bless you Yahweh, all you servants of Yahweh, which by night stand in the house of Yahweh. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless Yahweh. Yahweh that made heaven and earth, bless you out of Zion. Psalms chapter 135. Praise you, Yah, praise you, the name of Yahweh, praise him, O you servants of Yahweh. You that stand in the house of Yahweh, in the courts of the house of our God, praise Yah, for Yahweh is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For Yah has chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that Yahweh is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatever Yahweh pleased, that did he in heaven, and in earth, in the seas, and all deep places. He causes the vapours to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasuries, who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast, who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of you, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants, who smote great nations and slew mighty kings, Sihon king of the Amorites, and Og king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for a heritage to Israel his people. Your name, O Yahweh, endures forever, and your memorial, O Yahweh, throughout all generations. For Yahweh will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusts in them. Bless Yahweh, O house of Israel. Bless Yahweh, O house of Aaron. Bless Yahweh, O house of Levi, that you fear Yahweh. Bless Yahweh. Blessed be Yahweh out of Zion, which dwells at Jerusalem. Praise you, Yah. Psalms chapter 136. O give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endures for ever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endures for ever. O give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures for ever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures for ever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures for ever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures for ever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endures for ever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures for ever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures for ever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endures for ever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endures for ever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endures for ever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endures for ever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endures for ever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endures for ever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures for ever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endures for ever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endures for ever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endures forever. And gave their land for a heritage, for his mercy endures forever. Even a heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endures forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endures forever. And has redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. Psalms chapter 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yes, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us gladness, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing Yahweh's song in a strange land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Yahweh, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who are to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewards you as you have served us. Happy shall he be that takes and dashes your little ones against the stones. Psalms chapter 138, a psalm of David. I will praise you with my whole heart, before the gods will I sing praise unto you. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and for your truth, for you have magnified your word above all your name. In the day when I cried, you answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Yahweh, when they hear the words of your mouth. Yes, they shall sing in the ways of Yahweh, for great is the glory of Yahweh. Though Yahweh is high, yet has he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knows afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You shall stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand shall save me. Yahweh will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Yahweh, endures forever. Forsake not the works of your own hands. Psalms chapter 139. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. O Yahweh, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You compass my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Yahweh, you know it altogether. You have beset me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, it is high, I cannot attain unto it. Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yes, the darkness hides not from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you have possessed my reins, you have covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are your works, and that my soul knows right well. My substance was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and curiously worked in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in your book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are your thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Surely you will slay the wicked, O God, depart from me therefore, you bloody men. For they speak against you wickedly, and your enemies take your name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Yahweh, that hate you, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalms chapter 140. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Deliver me, O Yahweh, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischief in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips, Selah. Keep me, O Yahweh, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man who has purposed to overthrow my goings. The proud have hidden a snare for me, and cords they have spread, a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me, Selah. I said unto Yahweh, you are my God. Hear the voice of my supplications, O Yahweh. O Yahweh, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Yahweh, the desires of the wicked, further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves, Selah. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them, let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that Yahweh will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. Psalms chapter 141. A psalm of David. Yahweh, I cry unto you, make haste unto me, give ear unto my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer be set forth before you as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Yahweh, before my mouth, keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their delicacies. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head, for yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cuts and splits wood upon the earth. But my eyes are unto you, O Yahweh the Lord. In you is my trust, leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while that I altogether escape. Psalms chapter 142. Mashal of David, a prayer when he was in the cave. I cried unto Yahweh with my voice. With my voice unto Yahweh did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I declared before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. In the way wherein I walked have they secretly laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. I cried unto you, O Yahweh, I said, you are my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall compass me about, for you shall deal bountifully with me. Psalms chapter 143. A psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O Yahweh, give ear unto my supplications. In your faithfulness answer me, and in your righteousness. And enter not into judgment with your servant, for in your sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me, my heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old, I meditate on all your works, I muse on the work of your hands. I stretch forth my hands unto you, my soul thirsts after you, as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Yahweh, my spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto you. Deliver me, O Yahweh, from my enemies. I flee unto you to hide me. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Yahweh, for your name's sake, for your righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. And of your mercy cut off my enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am your servant. Psalms chapter 144. A Psalm of David. Blessed be Yahweh, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdues my people under me. Yahweh, what is man that you take knowledge of him, or the son of man that you make account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passes away. Bow your heavens, O Yahweh, and come down, touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Send your hand from above, rid me and deliver me out of great waters, from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaks vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto you, O God, upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto you. It is he that gives salvation unto kings, who delivers David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaks vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the pattern of a palace. That our granaries may be full, furnishing all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets. That our oxen may be strong to labour, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yes, happy is that people whose God is Yahweh. Psalms chapter 145. David's Psalm of Praise. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name for ever and ever. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name for ever and ever. Great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honour of your majesty and of your wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of your great goodness, and shall sing of your righteousness. Yahweh is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. Yahweh is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Yahweh, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Yahweh upholds all that fall and raises up all those that are bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon you, and you give them their meat in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Yahweh is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Yahweh is near to all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Yahweh preserves all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of Yahweh, and let all flesh bless his holy name for ever and ever. Psalms chapter 146. Praise you, Yah. Praise Yahweh, O my soul. While I live, will I praise Yahweh. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth. He returns to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in Yahweh, his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keeps truth for ever, which executes judgment for the oppressed, which gives food to the hungry. Yahweh looses the prisoners. Yahweh opens the eyes of the blind. Yahweh raises them that are bowed down. Yahweh loves the righteous. Yahweh preserves the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow, but the way of the wicked he turns upside down. Yahweh shall reign forever, even your God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise you, Yah. Psalms chapter 147. Praise you, Yah, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. Yahweh does build up Jerusalem, he gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. He tells the number of the stars. He calls them all by their names. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Yahweh lifts up the meek. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto Yahweh with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covers the heaven with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow upon the mountains. He gives to the beast his food and to the young ravens which cry. He delights not in the strength of the horse. He takes not pleasure in the legs of a man. Yahweh takes pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise Yahweh, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest of the wheat. He sends forth his commandment upon earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the hoarfrost like ashes. He casts forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow, and the waters flow. He shows his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He has not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise you, Yah. Psalms chapter 148. Praise you, Yah. Praise you, Yahweh, from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise you, him. All his angels praise you, him. All his hosts praise you, him. Sun and moon praise him. All you stars of light praise him. You heavens of heavens and you waters that are above the heavens, let them praise the name of Yahweh, for he commanded and they were created. He has also established them for ever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not pass. Praise Yahweh from the earth, you dragons and all depths. Fire and hail, snow and vapour, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth. Both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalts the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise you, Yah. Psalms chapter 149. Praise you, Yah, sing unto Yahweh a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him, let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance, let them sing praises unto him with the tambourine and harp. For Yahweh takes pleasure in his people, he will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory, let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute upon them the judgment written, this honour have all his saints. Praise you, Yah. Psalms chapter 150. Praise you, Yah, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dance, praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals, praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise Yah, praise you, Yah.